This shiur is dedicated to the Ilui Nishmosoi of our dear and unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. She had Melitz Yoisho. It was a wonderful family. They should only know Simchas and Nachas. My sincere condolences to Chaim's father, our dear friend, to the passing of his late father. You and your entire family should only know Simchas and Nachas Kol Hayomim. Chaim and your father should be Melitza Yoisha for the entire family. The topic we will be discussing today is one of the most central and most important Bechlal and Torah Shebal Peh. One cannot say on any given mitzvah that is more important than others, but more basic and probably more central. Mitzvah Lishmoya Divrei Chochomim. In this week's parsha, Osisu Kochol Asher Yegidu Lecha. And not only a mitzvah saseh, but also a lois es, a lois tosel, a makol asher yagidu lecha, yomin u'smoil. Obviously, this posek is the basic source that the chachomim have authority, l'gzer gzeres, l'takan takones, and kol beis yisrael. Everybody has to adhere to their word, bo'osiso, kachol asher yagidu lecha. Two basic questions arise in this sugya. Which basin are we talking about? To which basin do these mitzvahs refer? And to which rulings? And in both of these areas, there is a lot of room for discussion. The first aloch of Vilchas Mamram, the Rambam writes, and it is regarding this basin that the Torah says, this posik is in the context of the sugya of Zokan Mamra. And the din of Zokan Mamra definitely doesn't apply only to the great basin, the basin that goes to be Yerushalayim. The Ramban on this posik in this week's parsha, Perek Yud Zayin, posik Yud Aleph, the Ramban echoes the Rambam. And the Ramban also makes it very clear that these mitzvahs refer to basin HaGodol Shebiyushalayim. However, the Ramban had a different source. Shoresh Aleph, the first Shoresh Mishloshe HaKdomet Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban writes that this basin refers to basin HaGodol Shebidoro. And one could question, what is the kavon of the Ramban basin HaGodol Shebidoro? Does he mean basin HaGodol Shebekol Dor V'Doro? In the light of Divrei Chazal, Ashoifet Ashiyeh B'Yom HaMahim Yiftach B'Doiroi Kishmol B'Doiroi. If that is the Pshat Ramban, then it would be a contradiction between Divrei HaRamban in this week's Pasha, Pasha Shoiftim, and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Therefore, I think it would be more reasonable to assume that the Kavona Beis Nagodol Shebedoiroi, after all, Beis Nagodol is Beis Nagodol. The Kavona is Beis Nagodol Shebekol Dor V'Dor. After all, Beis Nagodol and Yerushalayim sat hundreds of years, the entire period of Bayis Dishon, Bayis Sheni, Moshe Rabbeinu v'Shivim Zekeinim had the same din, Beis Nagodol Shebi Yerushalayim, and that is the Kavon of the Ramban, Beis Nagodol Shebedoiroi, Shebekol Dor V'Dor, as long as there was a Beis HaMikdash and the Beis Nagodol sat the Lishkas HaGozis. However, there's another Ramban in Parshas V'Eschanan, and that does seem to be a contradiction, because the Rambam deals with the question that Tosfos and the Rashba deal with in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesvov. How could the Chachomim be moisef new mitzvahs like Ner Hanukkah, Mikra Megillah, and various other mitzvahs that are born? And why wouldn't that be Bal Tosef, Lois Tosef al Hadavar? So the Rambam writes, like other Rishonim that I just quoted, that a mitzvah can be an aveda, and if the Torah gave authority to Chacham Yichach Yisrael to add mitzvahs, and that is loisoso mekol asher yegidu lecha, then obviously this authority that the Torah gives Chachamim also proves that any addition which is al-pi Chachamim is not included in the lav of loy toisef. So the Ramban seems to make it very clear that loisoso applies not only to Beis Nagodol Shebirushalayim, all the takonis and the gezeres that Chachamim were metaken in the entire period of the Mishnah and the Gemara, all these are bakaloi so-so, so we need a teretz to be miyashev the contradictions that we find the Divrei HaRamban. Sefer Chinuch is the only edition that I am aware of that broadens the scope of this mitzvah. And a mitzvah Tov Tzadik Hei, Tov Tzadik Hei and Tov Tzadik Vav and Sefer Chinuch are the Esa and Lois Esa. And a mitzvah Tov Tzadik Hei, the Chinuch starts off the same way as the Rambam and the Ramban. This mitzvah applies to Beis Nagodl Shem Yerushalayim. But then at the end of the mitzvah he writes, U'bechlal mitzvah zu, included in this mitzvah is HaChocham HaGodl Shebekol Dor V'Dor, in every generation. So the Chinuch does say very clearly that this mitzvah applies not only to Beis Nagodl Shem Yerushalayim, but the great Torah giants and the Torah authorities of every generation. But the Chinuch also says that the mitzvah applies to Beis Nagodl Yerushalayim, so we need some explanation to explain the shitta of Sefer HaChinuch. Chidush HaRan and Sanhedrin of Peites. Sanhedrin of Peites is the sugya of Zoken Mamre. The Ran writes that this mitzvah applies to Beis Nagodl Shem Yerushalayim. However, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave authority to Beis Nagodl Shem Yerushalayim, it is also imperative that we adhere to Divrei Chachomim in everything they say, which is an interesting hagdora, a definition that we still have to understand and formulate. But before we come back to solving these problems, let's deal with the second question I mentioned before. To which rulings does this apply? And this is a big machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban in the first Shoyrish in the Hagdometer Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam writes, this mitzvah applies to kol divrei chachomim. All are included in Loisoso. And the Ramban famously disputes the Rambam's opinion, and one of the famous kashas of the Ramban is, so how do we say Sveike de Uraisa Lachomer and Sveike de Rabbonon Lekula? Every Sveike de Rabbonon actually is a Sveike de Uraisa. If Loisoso as a lav applies to Kol Divrei Chachomim, then every Sveike de Rabbonon is a Sveike de Uraisa. So why would there be a difference between the two? The Ramban is Nidrak, and he says, maybe Kach tiknu Chachomim. Lechatchilu, when Chachomim added their Gzeiros and Takonos and Mitzvahs, that was their intention and that was their stipulation. Shesveikoi lekule. However, the Ramban argues, he rejects the Rambam's opinion, and the Ramban argues, Loisoso applies only to Mitzvahs Deoraisa and to the interpretation of Chazal and Mitzvahs Deoraisa, meaning Halacha Lameishim Sinai or Yud Gimel Midrash HaToyra Nedreshet Behem. But whatever Chachomim added on to the Uraisa, all the mitzvahs that are born on all the Gzeres, all the Tekones, those are not included in Loi Soso. So the same question we asked before. So what is the source that we have to adhere to Divra Chachomim, not Beis Nagodl Shem Yerushalayim? The same question is relevant only also in the Shittas HaRamban. If Loi Soso applies only to Mitzvahs Deoraisa, so why are we mechuyev l'shmoya b'koil chachomim in all their mitzvahs derabbanan? We also very well remember Hechan Sivano, Shabbos Chov Gimel, Ashik Rishonu Mitzvayse v'Sivano l'hadlik Nashal Chanukah Hechan Sivano m'Raisoso. Wow. Now Chanukah dafke is a mitzvah that was established when the Beis Nagodl sat in Yerushalayim. It was Bisman Bayesheni. But many mitzvahs that are born were established later, and after Biken we say a brocha, like Netilas Yedayim, like Mikro Megillah, some other mitzvahs that were established La'achachor Mabais, when there no longer was Beis Nagodl Shem Yerushalayim, like Ner Shabbos, and nevertheless we say a brocha. So that proves that every mitzvah Rabbanan Hechan Sivonu Miloi Soso. So let me give you my feeling in this issue. Many times before I explained, I wrote about this in Minchas Osher Bereishis in Mem Daled, but since that sefer was printed, I added on many more sources and formulations. But we find many times that there is Ikra mitzvah and Ruach mitzvah, like the spirit of the mitzvah, or the Rambam defines it Nichlal b'mitzvah zu. There are many examples, but I'll just mention one. In Mitzvah Sasei Pei Tes, the Rambam deals with Achilles Kotchim. And the Rambam writes, the Mitzvah Sasei of Achilles Kotchim, which we find in Psochem Dav Nun Tes, Va'ochlu Oysam Asher Kupar Behem, Malamet Shekoya Nemoichlem, U'Ba'alem Eskaprem. This Mitzvah refers only to Kotchim Kodeshim. As Chazal say, Koya Nemoichlem, U'Ba'alem Eskaprem. However, Kodeshim Chalam Anacholim Lebalim, Truma Anachenes Lakoyanim, Nigrarim Achrei HaMitzvah. Very interesting formulation that we don't find to best of my memory in other sources in the Rambam. Nigrar Achrei HaMitzvah. In different places the Rambam writes, Bechlal Mitzvah Zu. And that is the formulation of the Chinuch. The Ikar Mitzvah of Leisosu refers to Beis Nagodesh of Yerushalayim, because the context of Leisosu is Zokon Mamre, and the halachas of Zokon Mamre definitely apply only to Beis Nagodesh of Yerushalayim. However, it is Ratzon HaTorah, and it is included in the mitzvah of Leisosu, Chach Miyasol Shebekol Dovedor Ubechol Asher Yedaberu. The Machloikas Rambam in Ramban is Beikar regarding Zokan Mamre, but it is the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I dealt at length with the concept of Rotzen Hashem many times, primarily Menchasos Shedavorim Simen Nun Aleph. It is the Rotzen Hashem, and according to the Chinuch, it is also Nichlal in the mitzvah of Leisosu. The Chachomim have authority over every area of our lives, and we are mechuyev. We are obligated to adhere to divrei Chachomim bekol dovar v'dovar. What I said is based on the Chiddush Arana Sefer HaChinuch, but I feel that I must add on, if not for Chiddush Arana and Sefer HaChinuch, my personal feeling would be that there is no necessity arguing that the source of the Chachomim's authority is Leisosu. I think Leisosu comes into the sugi only because Chazal ask, Haichen Tzivonu? We cannot say Hashikadoshonu b'mesoyse v'tzivonu only if there is a beferoshet tzivui, if there is a very clear tzivui command in the Torah. And therefore, Chazal say, how could we say Eichan tzivonu if it's not mafurosh b'Torah? Lo yisosu. But the basic authority of Chachomim maybe is self-evident and self-obvious. It is the cornerstone of Torah Shebal Peh, and that is the Mesoides of Torah. As we know, and I'm quoting Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, Ein umaseinu umo ela betorotea. Lo betorata ela betorotea. Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebal Peh have the same importance. In some passages in Bavli and Yerushalmi, Chazal seem to indicate that Torah Shebal Peh is even more central than Torah Shebal Peh. And Gittin Daf Samach Hazal say, by Koras HaKodesh Bohu Brisim Yisrael, Elo Bishol Teres Shabal Pesha Nehmer, Ki Al Pi Advarim O'Ele, Korati, Imcho Bris, Ve'ez Yisrael. So, Teres Shabal Peh fills in Teres Shabal Sav. And Teres Shabal Peh means not only the interpretation of Chazal, but also the Gzeres and the Tekonis and the Menogam. Everything is included in Teres Shabal Peh. And this in itself is the greatest of all Halachot HaMoshe Sinai. Moshe brought Torah, and Moshe was the first attacking Tekonis in Goyzeh Gzeres. There are various Tekonis that Moshe Rabbeinu established. For instance, Kriyas HaTorah, Yemei HaMoyed, that is a Tekon of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, this is the essence of Torah Shebal Peh and the Mesoides of Klal Yisrael. He who taught us Torah Shebechsav taught us Torah Shebal Peh, and he is the one that taught us that it is upon Chachmi Yisrael to feel the pulse of Klal Yisrael and to be mitak tekonos and goyis gzeiros and moisef mitzvos lefi datom lefi roichav ve'oymek das kodshom. And therefore, this is the essence of Torah Shebal Peh, and that itself obviously would be and could be defined as Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai, because Moshe Rabbeinu heard Nabi HaGevura, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Matan Tekonis and Goyis Gzeiros, and this is the Nesoira of Klal Yisrael, and that is the source. source of the Chachamim's authority and the source of our obligation, Lishmoya Bedivrei Chachamim. There is a very, very famous and well-known discussion in the Achronim, and I dealt with this in Michasos Shem Bava Kama that was printed 30 years ago, and then once again in Michasos Shem Chumash Bereishis, but I don't recall which simon, maybe simon Samaches, but I'm not sure at all. Rav Yehuda maintains in Bava Kama Pevov Amedbei Suma Potom in a Mitzvah, the blind man is Potom in a Mitzvah. The Achronim deal, is he Potom from all the Mitzvahs or only from Mitzvahs Asay? Rav Kiva Ego, Chelik Sheini Tshuva Simen Nun Gimel, Noide Bi Yehuda, Tinyon Orachayim Kuf Yud Beis, Prima Godem Bepsicha. These three Torah giants and many others that came in their footsteps argued that if a sumo with the potom aloyses, ma koyech esh biat chachomim lechayvoy. Toises writes in Megillah on Rosh Hashanah many times that a sumo potom the uraisa lechayv in the rabbanon. But if he's potter from the laven, then he's potter from loisoso. If he's potter from loisoso, then chachomim have no authority to be mechayv him in mitzvah say. So this proves that he must be chayv below taase. This is the argument of the previous mentioned Gedolim. But in my form I wrote, I don't understand this argument. Well, the same question would be relevant regarding Ketanim. Akotnes Chayev B'Mitzvah Simen Rabbonon. That's the Din of Chinuch. So, Akotn definitely is Potom Akotn Mitzvah D'Uraisa Bein Eser Loel Bein Loisa. So Rashi writes, Chagid Abbeis Akotn Potom Akotn Mitzvah B'Mnei Shem Budas. So there would be no difference between Eser and Loisa. So what is Chachom's authority to be Mechayev Ketanim? Now, I know many of you might argue that Chiri Yichi of Chunich is not upon the Kotten, it's upon the Father, or if Zorch Lechanchoi, Prochus Daf Memches, Machloikas Rashi, and Toi says, no, I totally reject that understanding. To me, it's a Pshitas. If Chachamim were Mechayev the Father to be Mechanech his Son, then the same Chiyuv rests upon the Son as well. It is impossible that the Father is Mechayev Lechanchoi, but behind the Father's back will fill the cotton. No, you could do whatever you want. You could be Mechal HaShabbos, you could eat Nevelas and Tlefes. His Father is Mechayev Lechanchoi, and he doesn't have to cooperate. That's impossible. That's totally ridiculous. So to me, it's a Pshitas. Kishem She'ov Mechayev Lechanchoi, he has to cooperate. V'gam Hu Chayev B'Mitzvahs. So what koyach and authority do Chachomim have to be mechayev the cotton be mitzvahs if the cotton is potom alo isosu? So according to my last argument, I think that the koyach of Chachomim is not necessarily built on lo isosu. It's not built on one given mitzvah aseh or mitzvah lo isosu. It is built on the mitzvahs of Chazal of Torah Shebapeh, which gives unlimited authority to Chachamim, and therefore Chachamim have the jurisdiction and the authority to be mechayev Ketanim, to be mechayev Asuma, to be mechayev those people, even that the Torah patted them from Kol HaMitzvos. Mitzvos D'oraisa, the Torah patted them, but Chachamim have authority. Even if we do base the Chiyuv on the Posek of Reisoso, Adayin, I say the same argument. And in my Sefer, and Bava Kama and Bereishis, I formulated this argument in an interesting way, even though it doesn't necessarily have to be formulated this way. I asked a theoretical question, a hypothetical, theoretical fantasy question. Kodesh Baruch Hu Nigla Avraham Avinu, and he tells him, Kachas Binchu Es Yechidchu Ashohav Tu Es Yisroch Ve'alei Hashem Lo'ilam. What would be the halacha if Avraham Avinu would be blind? Would Avraham Avinu be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, with great respect, but assume a potom in a mitzvah so I don't have to listen to the mitzvah of the Akedah? No, that is a ridiculous argument. Assume a potom in a mitzvah. Aval em nigla elav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes clear, this is my will, I want you to sacrifice your son, kishashoma mepia gevura, everybody is mechuyev lishmo b'koil Hashem. When Chachomim are mechayev a suma or a cotton, it is as if nigla elav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, kachnu es bincho es yachidcho asher ahavto. Because Chachomim are the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they speak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaber mitoch grunam, and therefore the samchut, the authority of Chachomim is unlimited, even upon those that are potter, lo rak memitzah say, ela gam memitzah lo taase, kach nera lachoyer elani yestaiti. And to me, it seems to be a very, very simple argument. Now, the Rechon of Vassaman deals with this same question. According to the Rishonim, that Lois Osur is limited. According to the Ramban, that it applies only to Alochol Meshim Sina and Yud Gimel Midas. What is the source that we have to adhere to Divrei Chachamim in other areas? Mitzvahs de Rabbanan. And Rabbi Chana brings two Mahalchim in the name of his two great rabbis. Rabbi Chana was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Brisker. He learned by Rabbi Chaim one Zman, and he was a disciple, a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon Shkop. He learned 4 years by Rabbi Shimon. So, in Chelik Beis, Koivet Shiurim, Horus and Shef Shemaitze, he brings in the name of Rabbi Shimon. All the Divrei Chachamim Yeshorim, Vibrurim, and all are based on Yoshua's Torah. Svoras Divraisa, twice in Shas. Overcoming Menvav, Ksuvas Dachav Beis, Fazal Seilomani Kros Svorai, Svora is Divraisa, and therefore, we are Machuyev Lashmoa Bekor Chachamim Mishum Svora Shaboy. Lo Mishum Etzem Din Tkoras Chachamim, but rather because it's a Svora and Svoras Divraisa. It's a very brilliant idea, but I don't think it could be accepted. To me, it's a pshitas gemura. Chayevim lishmo divrei chachomim mipnei shedivrei chachomim heimo, not because it's a svora. I wrote in Minchas Oshon Devorim, I don't recall which simon, but the simon that deals with Berachas Ananin and Parshas Ekev, I think. This idea that Svora Diuraisa applies only to Dinim, not to Mitzvahs. We cannot be Mechanish and Mitzvah Mekoyach Svora. Only Dinim. A Pesh Osir, a Pesh Eter, Ksuv Eschov Beis, a Moitzi Mechveru Lavarayet, Baba Kamim and Vav. Eil HaDvorim, Afro Novi, Ein Echol, Lachadish Dova Miyato. And regardless whether the Novi says it Mepi Nevuah or Mepi Svora, Svora cannot be Mechanish and Mitzvah Diuraisa. Therefore, I don't think Svora in itself would be enough to explain why we have to be Mekayim Mitzvah Derabbanan. So to me it's a pshitus, it is because Chachamim have authority and have koyach. In the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, in Divrei Soifrim, Rav Chana brings that Reb Chaim said there's a general Leisosa and a specific Leisosa. The Ramban is moida that all this is the Rabbon Arbacha, the general Leisosa, but the specific Leisosa applies only to the Uraisis, to the commentary of Rechumim and their explanation of the Mitzvah the Uraisis. I already mentioned before, Masher Nederland, Mias Daiti, the Biur HaDevorim, and maybe it's natural, but I think that my Mahalach is more acceptable and more Mitzvah HaLeim than the various Drochim that the Malachonim brings in this issue. I want to discuss a topic which is extremely sensitive, and I will try my best to try to define and make my opinion clear. For many years, there has been an issue. How do we deal with obvious contradictions between various halachos that Chazal based on the Metzius and modern scientific data? When science comes along and says, well, the Metzius is totally different, and the assumptions upon which various halachos are based are proven to be incorrect. How do we deal with such situations, and must halacha be modified and altered and changed according to updated scientific knowledge? I will not deal with philosophy, because there is a major discussion in the Gemara in Pesachim Tzadik Daled Amud Beis, two different machloikis that Chazal had with Chachmei Umos HaOlam. One is regarding astrology, the Mazalis. Mazalis Kvuim V'Galgal Chozer, V'Galgal Kavuah V'Mazalot Chozerim. The other deals with astronomy. Where does the sun go by night? Whether he goes Ma'al HaRakia or Matachas La'oretz. And the Gemara says, Nerin Divreihem Midivreinu. That is what Rabbeinu HaKodesh says. The Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim obviously had a Gerasa. Nitzchu Chachma Umos HaOlam is Chachmei Yisrael. And there's a big controversy whether it is legitimate to say that the Goyim knew better than Chachmei Yisrael. But I don't want to go into a philosophical discussion. This shir is based on halacha. I dafka want to deal with halachas. Now I'll give a few examples. The first one that dealt with this basic question is Rabbi Yitzchok Lamportini, who was Megedoyle Italia more than 300 years ago, and he wrote a very chashuv sefer, Pachad Yitzchok. Pachad Yitzchok is an alphabetical order. Ois Tzadik, Melechas Seido, the Pachad Yitzchok writes, Afal Pishim Avor Besimen Shinta Zam Shemanov Rachaim, that one may destroy lice, because lice aren't Borova Rova, Noladim Mina Ibush, they come out of rat, and they are not, they do not come into being by reproduction, and therefore one may destroy lice on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And this aloha is in the Rambam, and the source of the aloha is in the Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, says the Pachad Yitzchok. Well, researchers in our time have proven beyond doubt that there is no spontaneous generation, regeneration, and every living creature comes from a similar living creature, and all come into being by Poravelova. Therefore, we have to pass the Loki Divra Shermanov. It is an Issegom and Issegurayse to destroy Kinnon. And the Pachad Yitzchok, with his integrity, printed a letter that he got from his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yitzchok Briel, I think that was his name, and he rejects his opinion, and he says, we cannot dispute what we find in Chazal, and science may not know what they're talking about. This is the Emes, this is the Chazal, and the Halacha is eternal. After the Yitzchok Lamportini prints his letter's opinion, he stands his ground and he says, I think that I am right. So this is the first time this discussion came to light. And it is the same problem with the anasakas, with various parasites found in the flesh of the fish. In the Chulin Samasayin and Beis, Yoridei Simin Pei Dalet, it is very clear. Parasites and worms that are found in the flesh of the fish are mutar ba'achila mineu gavli, because they generate in the flesh, and therefore it's not shelos and shelos alorots. However, scientific knowledge in our time dictates that there is no such a thing that a parasite or a worm is born in the flesh. How did it get into the flesh? So they definitely come from the belly into the flesh, and therefore many gedolim feel that we have to answer these worms in our days. So this discussion wasn't oil al shulchan aruch 300 years ago, but it's approximately 30 years ago. I remember the Toshin Mem Gimel, my Rebbe, Kreuzer Mege Rebbe, said a Shechem Shrashe about this. And approximately the same time, Reb Moshe was approached, and Reb Moshe said, well, it's a beforshus even shulchan aruch, what's the dotzarein? So he was asked to write a tshuva, and he said, what can I write about this? There's nothing to write, it's a even shulchan aruch. I remember my Rebbe with this very special sprache. I don't know, many of you probably heard the late Kreuzer Mege Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Lavrocha. So he had a very special style, and sometimes very sarcastic, and especially in the Chumash Rashi Shir. So he said, I got a letter from a certain Rav, arguing that most of the fish that we eat have worms, and they're also, and whoever knew the Kreuzer Mege Rebbe knew that kashrus by him, there was nothing more common than kashrus. It was a tremendous machmar and kashrus amacholim. So he said, the first thing I told my family, no fish. But then I started reading his letter, and that rabbi explains that how did the worms get into the flesh of the fish? They are first of all microscopic and swallowed by crabs, and the crabs are swallowed by shrimp, and the carp eats the shrimp, and then bigger fish eat the carp, and therefore the worms develop in the bellies of all these various creatures, and they from the belly of the fish bore into his flesh. So the rabbi said in a very sarcastic way, how does this rabbi know all of that? Was he standing with a magnifying glass on the river bank for 2 years observing the crabs and the shrimp and the fish and the carp and all the others? No. Well, he knows it from the scientists. It's all kfira and minas and apokorsis, and we shouldn't hear listen to science at all. That was the Kreuzer Mege Rebbe's approach. Other gedolim felt, if we know, and there are things that we do know, science can make mistakes, but not always, and there are things that seem to be obvious. If we know, then we cannot ignore scientific knowledge, and therefore we have to go to Chumrah. Some time ago, in a Choshev HaKoyvitz, I don't want to mention the name because I try not to be offensive, And definitely not Balaam. But Achoshe Bekoides printed a letter from a Rav in America that writes, all the ink we use for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos was bosel because we used Yoyafotim. And according to the Rambam Shechanoch, the Yoyafotim is kosher. And in the Gemara it's written that it's kosher. But this rabbi writes that modern researchers revealed that Afotim are not Yoytzim and Await. Rather, various Shrotim and insects, their hafrashot cause a certain mutation in the trees, and that is a fotzim, and therefore it's yoytzim and atom, and it's possible. So this rabbi is a machmir, and he writes that Chazal obviously didn't know what a fotzim are. So I gave three examples. How do we deal with this basic question? Some Gedolim argued, like the Kozim or whatever, we totally disregard science. They know nothing. What we know is only Chazal. I remember when the Rebbe fought his battle about Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, and he was asked, well, 15 or 20 or 30 minutes before Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, it's dark outside, and he yelled, we don't know what dark is, we don't know what light is. All we know is Rabbeinu Tam knew what is dark and what is light. So we have to totally disregard the Metzius. Others feel differently. So I want to give you my very, very clear opinion, and I hope I'll be successful in making myself clear. Ha'emet ha'ilchatit ve'ha'emet ha'madait are two things v'lekori zeh el zeh. It is Mesoides Abriya and Rotzoin Hashem. Science is a never ending quest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given Moshe Rabbeinu a book with all the secrets of nature in it. But for some reason, just like Torah is, and we never finish Torah, we never finish science. And as much as science knows, scientists stand humbled and baffled by what we reveal and learn every day. And there is not one area of human knowledge, of science, in which scientists could say, okay, we know it all, let's close the books, let's move on to a different area. Whether it's physics or thermodynamics or chemistry or biology or whatever it is, the Sodas Abriya are a process. It is never ending. Halacha by nature, by essence, cannot be tolui in scientific knowledge. This is a total contradiction to the nature and the essence of halacha. The Gemara says three times in Shas. Shital finshin hav alma alpaim shnei stoyer, and the Chazon Ish explains in the beginning of Chazon Ish Yerodeya. Alpaim shnei stoyer coincide with Chasimus Talmud. So Chachmei Talmud were commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have to define all the halachas, and whatever they dictate and they define is eternal ad doiris oilam. המציאות ההלכתית איננה המציאות המדעית. המציאות ההלכתית היא מציאות שתלויה בעין הבלתי מזוינת. What defines halachic reality is not scientific reality. Halachic reality is the reality of the human eye, not the scientific researcher. And it was incumbent upon Chazal in Alpaim Shnei Stoyer in their time to observe the Metzius. And whatever their observation will determine, that is halachic reality. So Chazal observed nature in their times, and they saw Kinnim. They could not see the reproductive system of lice. So, Hoyonere Be'eneyem Shekinim Noitzorim and Aipush, that becomes halachic reality, and it is totally independent of scientific reality. Halachic reality comes from Olam Atzilus. Scientific reality comes from Olam Ha'asiya. They speak two different languages. They are based on different platforms, two worlds, two realities. And when Chazal looked around and they found worms in the flesh of the fish, they didn't see any window, they didn't see any door. Hoyonere Be'eneyem Minayu Gavli, that becomes halachic reality. From halachic perspective, Menayu Gavli. From halachic perspective, Kinu Metzora Menayipush, and that is never changing. that is eternity. That cannot ever change. And it is totally independent of the Metzius, which we define as scientific reality. And if Chazal believed, based on their observation, that Afotzim are Yoitzim and Oeitz, then it's kosher l'dioy. And Aloch is not altered by scientific discovery and revelation. Halachic reality and scientific reality are not the same. The reality of Aloch is the reality of the observing human eye, not of scientific research based on methodology, which is scientific, on mathematics, and other scientific tools. Rabbeinu Tam explains his Shittim Ben Hashmoshes, when the Shemesh Nechnas Le'oivi HaRokiya. It is clear to me that Rabbeinu Tam is based on Chachmei Yisrael Psachim Tzadik Daladim and Veiz, that the Shemesh, at the end of the day, goes through the sky, through Oivi HaRokiya, and by night he is Me'al HaRokiya. Well, our understanding of the solar system is totally different. And the Rambam writes that Chachmei Yisrael weren't right. But Rabbeinu Tam maintains, totally irrelevant whether they were right or wrong. Scientific reality is one thing. That is halachic reality. Kach choyo nera be'eni chazal, and they, based on the authority the Torah gave them, determined what they determined, said what they said, and what attack and what they attack, and that is scientific reality, and has nothing to do. That is halachic reality, and it is totally independent of scientific reality. To me, this is clear as Shemesh B'Tzohorayim. And therefore, in all the questions I mentioned above, halacha reigns supreme, and it is totally independent of scientific definition. All I said is mefulish in Ramban in this week's parsha. Writes the Ramban. There might be a situation on which Chachamim will say al smol shu yimin val yimin shu smol. Nevertheless, halacha kemoisam gamim yitu. Mepnei sha'al da'atom nitno toiro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Torah I give is al da'as Chachamim. They reign supreme. Afilu im yitu. The Ramban writes, just like b'kiddush ha'chodesh yizadin, atam afilu mitom, afilu shogigim, afilu mazidim, a similar rule is called divrei Chachamim. And then the Ramban adds on, וכל שכו, כל שכן, שיש לכו להאמין, שאומרים על ימין שהוא ימין, ועל שמאל שהוא שמאל, and they did not have a toast, because רוח השם, שרחנס על משורס of קדושי השם, and therefore what I mean to say is, based on scientific knowledge, we may assume that Chachomim had mistakes. Well, even if they had mistakes, halach is halach. But in deeper insight, they had no mistake. By scientific definition, it might be a mistake. But halachic reality is not scientific reality. They fulfilled their duty, and their duty was to observe the world in their time, with their tools, with their eyes, and that is the basis of halacha, and therefore, with deeper and profound insight, this is not a mistake. By scientific definition, it would be a mistake. But what rules in halacha is not scientific definition. But Riyas Chazal, that is the halachic reality. Chazal fulfilled their duty, Bishleimus. And the world, as it seemed in the eyes of Chazal, that is the realm and the world of halacha. Kach nerelani es daiti, afoich bo v'afoich bo dekula bo. And I think what we said is a very important yesod. So we dealt today with the koyach of Chachamim and the authority of Chachamim. We are already in Chodesh Elul, and every morning Minhag Ashkenaz is to be tekeya b'shoifa. There is no greater zgula than tekeya shoifa. Tekeya shoifa not only brings us to tshuva, like the Rambam writes, Uri yeshenem shenaskem en adama makitzu nata adama asem. It is also ma'oira rachamei shumayim. תיקול אפונה בשויפה של איו, ואני אסקור לך מילוי של יסוד בן אברום, ומעלה אני עליכם כאילו עקדתם את עצמכם. So many אחרינים are totally baffled, and they ask the question, הרוח החומר מבטלת כי יש שויף ראשון שחל יסבישה בשמי, אבל אין את דן אדמס בשוסרה, it seems to be such a far-fetched חשש. And because of this far-fetched chashash, Chachomam took away from Klal Yisrael the greatest gula they have to be zeicha b'midas harachamim. Rav Meir Simcha in Parsha Zemoyer deals with this question, and he writes, this in itself, that Klal Yisrael are mevatad ki yeshoifer, is a akeda ruchnis mufleges shebekoicha lechaper kamot ki yeshoifer. But I think it's still Ike Chosam and Sefer. How? How and why does this have the koyach of Tkiyas Shofar? I once said, and I was told that it's in Dichsam Sefer, I don't know where. Why do we call the Akeda Akedas Yitzchak? And we say, Rachmon Eidkon on Schusei the Yitzchak Akedo. On the other hand, it's one of the Asura Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu. So I once explained, in a way, the Nesoyan of Yitzchak was far greater than the Nesoyan of Avraham, because Avraham heard the Piagura. There was no room for doubt for Avraham Avinu. But Yitzchak didn't hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he heard it from Avraham. And Avraham and Yitzchak were chavrusa, Rav and Talmidai. Probably Yitzchak argued with Avraham and almost every sege, Kederach Talmidai Chachamim. So we would assume that Avraham tells Yitzchak, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to sacrifice you, I'm going to shecht you. Yitzchak would say, Father, sounds ridiculous, it's impossible, how could this be? You know, Klal Yisrael, we don't bring human beings as sacrifices. The Gemara says, Ashaloi dibarti v'lo yomarti v'lo yolso alibi. Chazal ha-megana yiftach ha-galodi, that he brought his daughter as a sacrifice. We would expect Yitzchak to say, Father, tell me exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Maybe the pshat is different. Maybe give me exactly his words. What did you hear? No. Yitzchak b'tmimus b'emuna b'achnoa. Yitzchak hears from his father. His father was the first shoe, the greatest. His father says HaKadosh Baruch Hu zok medav shechen geit meshechen. He doesn't doubt, he doesn't ask. Ein lo hu reshus nahar al achareim. So the essence of Akedas Yitzchak is the godness of Yitzchak, that he was makabel the word of Avraham Avinu without any doubt, without any question. And if all of Klal Yisrael are willing to forego Tkiyas Shofar, which is their greatest gula, why? Because Chachomim said, why did Chachomim say Shemi Yavarenoi? Is it reasonable? Is it not reasonable? No, it is not for us to ask. Ours is to do our duty, and we are mekabel devar Chachomim. This is the tchina in which foregoing Tkiyas Shofar Lashon Shechal B'Shabbes has the same skula of Akedas Yitzchak. That is the essence and the godless of Yitzchak Avinu in the Akeda. We should all be zoicha to Hashanah Toivah v'mesuka, and we should all be zoicha l'kabal divra chachomim b'achnua, b'ahava, and to be mekadeshem shemayim. Hashanah Toivah v'mesuka, k'siva v'chasimah toivah lanu, u'lachol beis Yisrael.